like the immediate pushback we always get is, you know, it's just another way of, it's a cash cow. Like municipalities look at it as a way of adding extra revenue. And I think there's some, I don't know, validity to that because it is a revenue generator, but probably not as much as a lot of people think. And certainly if you don't speed, you probably don't need to worry about it. But, you know, I kind of look at it in the sense that, you know, it's about safety on a road's number one. Number two, you know, if we improve safety and using it pays for itself and it's cost neutral, I mean, that's a win, I think. But I also kind of look at it in this way, you know. So if, hypothetically, the city of Brandon would generate, say, $465,000 a year through MH enforcement, that would go into the city of Brandon budget, whether it's to the police service or what have you. And I use that number purposely because that was the equivalent of a 1% property tax raise in Brandon last year. So if we generate $465,000 annually in image enforcement, that's a 1% property tax increase that doesn't have to take place on all our residents. And instead, it'll be what I refer to as proceeds of crime going into the city of Brandon coffers.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get it.
I kind of look at it in that fashion a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the perpetrators that are paying for it. So I think it's a deterrent for bad behavior, number one. Number two, the money then goes back into the city, into the residents that are abiding by the law.
And I've said to almost every reporter I've talked to this week, Betty, I have no problem if it's a stationary unit, for example, painted in orange and making sure everybody knows it's there and what it is. I have no problem publicizing on social media or what have you where the photo radar is on a weekly, monthly basis, whenever it gets changed or whenever it gets moved or whatever, letting people know exactly where it is and making it very visible that it's there, because ultimately it's about slowing people down, right? And so it'd probably have the same effect, you would hope anyways, of if you put a police car there, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal. And honestly, if you get caught when you already know where everything is and it's been publicized, you know, who's responsible?